The EU watchdog has announced an inquiry into the role of EU border agency Frontex in one of the deadliest shipwrecks in decades. It's thought that some 600 people drowned when an overcrowded fishing trawler carrying up to 750 people sank off the coast of Greece last month. The actual death toll is still not certain. Ombudsman Emily O'Reilly said the investigation is aimed at clarifying Frontex's role in search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean Sea. Emily O'Reilly joins us now from Brussels. Thank you very much for taking our call today.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
What do you want to know?
Well, I think we want to know what a lot of people want to know is essentially, how did this happen? The boat, the fishing vessel, had been spotted at least 13 hours before it actually sank. It was spotted by a drone operated by Frontex, which is the EU border agency. Frontex then alerted the Greek authorities to the fact that the boat was there. They had visuals of it, but showed that it was overcrowded. A Greek Coast Guard boat was on site. There are disputes as to what happened in relation to what the Greek Coast Guard boat did. There were reports that it attempted to put a rope around the boat and tow it. But the in any event, the boat capsized and 500 people at least lost their lives. And still there's very little clarity about, you know, how that happened, where the responsibility lies. In effect, there's very little clarity around the accountability for this. So obviously, I don't have a role in investigating what any member state does, but I do have a role in investigating what an EU body does. In this instance, I'm looking at what Frontex, which is the Border Protection Agency, did in that particular incident. And also more generally, what is its role supposed to be in search and rescue missions? I mean, it says that, you know, it doesn't have even a coordinating role. It involves itself in actual search and rescue only if a member state asks it to. But in this instance, it wasn't asked to. So, you know, why was that? And are there other, for example, you know, rules around maritime law or refugee law generally, which could have enabled it to play a bigger role in that particular incident? Because effectively, we have 500 people drowning in plain sight, both of, you know, Greek authorities and indeed the EU authorities. So I suppose we're trying to sort of probe Frontex to see exactly what, you know, its relationship with a member state is when a serious situation like that develops, and just really to add more clarity to a situation which remains very unclear and very disputed.
Okay, Greece says it has started investigations, a criminal one into alleged smugglers it blames for the tragedy, and another into the actions of its coast guard. Do you trust Greece to find out the truth?
Well, I've no reason not to, but I think what people look for in any investigation is that it is independent. Obviously, the Coast Guard, looking at itself, is an entirely independent. That's not to cast out on its bona fides, but, you know, you can understand why people might be asking questions about the outcome of that. The Greek Ombudsman, however, is independent, and I'm collaborating with him in relation to this. So he has the authority to look at the Greek authorities. I have the authority to look at the EU authorities, in this case, Frontex. So, you know, between the two of us, I hope to, you know, shine some light on this, because I'm sure you've been reading many reports, and actually some of the best, you know, reporting on this has not been done by, you know, public administrations, but has actually been done by journalists, by reporters from the United States and from Europe, and a lot of facts have emerged through that. But it does seem strange that 500 people can die in the middle of a sea in Europe, and, you know, we don't know how or why it happened, even though it happened in plain sight.
Your thoughts separately on the deal recently agreed between the EU and Tunisia on people trying to cross from North Africa?
Yes, that was a deal that was done, as you say, between the EU and Tunisia, so that Tunisia will just help the EU to prevent, you know, people smugglers and so on, and to prevent more incidents like what happened last month from happening again. And the EU is giving a large amount of Tunisia to help it with its particular economic difficulties and so on. So, you know, all very fine. But what we're looking at is to make sure that the fundamental rights obligations and the human rights obligations that the EU has in relation to any of these deals and how potential refugees or migrants will be dealt with are fully complied with. So we're just going to sort of ask some questions about that to make sure that everything is clear. I mean, I think when you sweep away the politics and all of that from any of these issues, you just have to at least get accountability and to make sure that all bodies, whether it's from member state authorities or EU authorities, are doing exactly what they're supposed to.
Emily O'Reilly, EU Ombudsman in Brussels, thank you.